Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan party entered the home of Nandanacharya. For it was there that Nityananda Prabhu, the jewel of all exalted persons, was staying. Suddenly, all the devotees were standing before Nityananda. Everyone stood still and simply stared. For Nityananda was as effulgent as millions of suns. Wrapped in meditation, Nityananda did not even notice that anyone had arrived. But filled with the happiness of his meditation, he was smiling. Lord Chaitanya and his associates immediately bowed down before Nityananda, for they were aware that before them stood a person who was advanced in devotional service. After bowing down, everyone respectfully stood up, but no one said anything. They only stared intently at Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya stood directly in front of Nityananda, and Nityananda, his meditation broke as he opened his eyes, and Nityananda recognized his Lord. Stunned with happiness, with unblinking eyes, Lord Nityananda gazed at Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if Lord Nityananda licked Lord Chaitanya's form with his eyes. It was as if he was drinking with his eyes the handsomeness of Lord Chaitanya. It was as if his eyes embraced Lord Chaitanya. And it was as if Lord Nityananda's eyes were capturing the fragrance of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda stood stunned and motionless. He neither said nor did anything. Everyone was filled with wonder. Lord Chaitanya is the master of all living entities, and he knew how to bring Lord Nityananda out of his trance. Lord Chaitanya hinted to Srivas Thakur to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and understanding the Lord's desire, Srivas Pandit at once recited a verse describing the gopis' meditation upon Lord Krishna.
Bahar pidam natavaravapu kanaya kani karam bibradvashad kanakakapisam bhajayantim shamalam randram venor dara sudaya purayan gopavrinda vrindavaranyam swapara Ramanat Pravishad Gita Kirti.
The gopis were remembering how Lord Krishna, dressed, decorated with a peacock feather on his head, just like a dancing actor with blue flowers pushed over his ear. Krishna's dhoti glowed yellow like gold, and he was garlanded with a Vaijayanti necklace. Dressed in such an attractive way, Krishna filled up the holes of his flute with the nectar emanating from his lips. Thus the gopis remembered Krishna as he entered the forest of Braja, which is always marked by the footprints of Krishna and his companions, who were singing the Lord's glories. Hearing this verse, Nityananda Prabhu immediately fainted. Recite it again, Lord Chaitanya ordered Srivas. Gradually, after hearing the verse repeated again, Lord Nityananda regained consciousness. And touching Lord Chaitanya, Nitai began to weep. Srivas continued to recite the verse again and again, and Lord Nityananda became mad in ecstasy. He began roaring like a lion, and hearing that roar, the universe broke into pieces. Nitai then suddenly and violently fell to the ground. In their hearts, everyone thought his bones must have broken into pieces. The Vaishnavas fearfully called out, "Oh, Krishna, save him! Krishna, save him!" Lord Nityananda began to roll on the ground with tears flooding from his eyes. His body was flooded with tears from his eyes. And gazing at Lord Chaitanya's face, Nityananda Prabhu simply sighed again and again. Bliss filled his heart. Then, suddenly, he began to loudly laugh again and again. He danced. Another moment he bowed down. Another moment he slapped his arms. Another moment he jumped with both feet into the air. And seeing this great wonder of the mad bliss of love for Lord Krishna, of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, and the Vaishnavas began to weep. The devotees tried to hold Lord Nityananda still, but they were unable to do so. Finally, Lord Chaitanya embraced Nittai, and with that embrace, Nityananda Prabhu became still. Lord Nityananda now floated in the waters of love for Lord Chaitanya. He was like Lakshman, who became powerless in Lord Rama's embrace. Still embracing Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya also wept. After a few moments, Lord Nityananda returned to external consciousness and everyone shouted, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Jai! 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 Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Gazing at Lord Nityananda, all the devotees felt their hearts become filled with Lord Nityananda. The two lords, Chaitanya and Nittai, gazed at each other. Neither of them said anything. The tears from their eyes flooded the earth. Lord Chaitanya then spoke to Nittai. Today is the most auspicious day. For today, I have seen the pure devotional service that is the true goal of all the four Vedas. How can this kind of trembling, tears, and roaring be manifested if it is not manifested by the personal potency of the Supreme Lord Himself? Lord Krishna will never abandon any person who with his own eyes has once seen this kind of pure devotional service. Mahaprabhu said, I think that you must be the Supreme Lord's spiritual potency. Anyone who worships you, Nityananda, will certainly attain pure devotion to Lord Krishna. You purify the 14 worlds. Your nature and activities are confidential, inconceivable, and unattainable. Everyone can see that you are the personification of the great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna. Millions of sins and illusions cannot stay with a person who attains even half a sesame seed worth of association with you. I know that Lord Krishna will deliver me, for he has given me your association. I am very fortunate to see your feet. Anyone who worships your feet will attain a great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna. Hearing the words of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, although very agitated in heart, became like a child. In his heart, he thought, My Lord has descended to this world. Although embarrassed by Lord Chaitanya's words, Nittai folded his hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Nityananda, Which places have you seen before you arrived in Navadvip? And Lord Nityananda replied, Before coming here, I visited many holy places. Even the holy places of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. But however, I could only see places. I was not able to see Krishna. and I inquired from the good people of Braja. I said, I've seen that all the thrones of all the deities are covered. Oh, my brothers, please tell me, where has Lord Krishna gone? And to this question, the people all told me, Lord Krishna has gone to Bengal. He went to Gaya, but now, after some days, he has returned to West Bengal. Someone who had heard the great chanting of Lord Hari's name in Nadia, he told me that Lord Narayan himself has taken his birth here. I had heard that in Nadia, even the most lowly and fallen souls can be delivered. And knowing that, Nityananda Prabhu said, I, a great sinner, have come here. Lord Chaitanya said, we are all very fortunate that a great devotee like yourself has come amongst us. Today, my life has become a great success. For today, I've seen you weep streams of tears in ecstatic love. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says that anyone who hears this account of the first time Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda saw each other becomes free from all the bonds of repeated birth and death. Anyone who desires to cross beyond the material world of birth and death and then dive into the ocean of pure devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda. If a devotee repeats these pastimes, then Lord Chaitanya blesses him, his family, and his friends. The holy name of Lord Chaitanya is very rare and difficult to find in this world. Lord Chaitanya is the life breath and the great wealth of everyone. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Accompanied by Lord Nityananda and the other devotees, Lord Chaitanya performs Sankirtan in Navadvip. The Lord's eternal associates from whichever places they had taken their birth, one by one arrived. All became joyful at heart. The Lord saw every devotee as dear to him as his life, and every devotee perceived himself as the Lord's dearest friend. The Supreme Lord, who the Vedas always seek, affectionately embraced each and every one of his devotees. He always went with Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya and Nittai were never apart. Although Lord Nityananda always remained in the mood of a child, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested many different moods, like bumblebees at the Lord's feet. The devotees saw, according to their different destinies, they saw the Lord manifest forms of Matsya, Korma, Varaha, Vamanadev, or Nisringa. And some days, accepting the mood of the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept, unaware whether it was day or night. The Lord thus enjoyed pastimes with his servants, and in this way he manifests the glories of devotion to Lord Krishna. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My brothers, please hear this, for it is the best of all advice. Why should our nights be wasted in false and useless activities? From now on, every night, we should gather together and sing Lord Hari's auspicious names. By chanting the Lord's names together, we will be plunged into the sacred Ganga of pure devotional service. By chanting and hearing the holy names of Lord Krishna, the entire world can be delivered. Therefore, my brothers, I tell you this, the holy name of Krishna should become our only treasure." And hearing these words, all the Vaishnavas became joyful. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beginning his Sankirtan pastimes. At night, Lord Chaitanya performed kirtan in Srivast Thakur's home. On some nights, the kirtan was in Chandrasekhar's home. Accompanied by his countless servants, every night, Lord Chaitanya would dance. Every night, he roared the names of Lord Hari. And hearing this roar, the universe broke apart. And simply by hearing the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya was no longer aware of the external world. In this condition, he would fall to the ground. And when the Lord fell again and again to the ground seemed to break again and again. Everyone became afraid. And seeing the Lord's delicate body violently fall to the ground, Mother Sachi would close her eyes and think, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Although the Lord would fall in an ecstatic trance of love for Lord Vishnu, Mother Sachi, overwhelmed with love, would feel very unhappy. And with words choked with emotion, Mother Sachi earnestly prayed, O Lord Govinda, please be merciful and give me one boon. Let me not be aware when Vishwambar falls down. O Lord Krishna, please be merciful to me in this way. Although he is in bliss and feels no pain, still I will be very happy to remain unaware of his ecstasy. And knowing the desire within his mother's heart, Lord Chaitanya happily granted that boon. Therefore, when the Lord performed Sankirtan of chanting the Lord Hari's holy name, Sachi too entered an ecstatic trance and remained unaware of the external world. And there was no stopping of Lord Chaitanya's blissful dancing. Surrounded by his devotees, he sang day and night. Sometimes, Lord Chaitanya would manifest his true identity as the Supreme Person. And other times, he would weep, affirming, I am the Lord's servant. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Oh, my brothers, please listen attentively. In the countless universes, there is nothing like Lord Chaitanya's display of ecstatic love. When Lord Chaitanya danced, the devotees would blissfully sing. On Ekadasi day, Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of the worlds, would chant Lord Hari's names, and he would dance. And from the courtyard of fortunate Srivast Thakur would rise the auspicious chanting of Gopal, Govinda. And Lord Chaitanya would begin dancing before sunrise. In each group, with his devotees, the devotees would sweetly sing. Srivast Pandit led the singing in one group, Mukunda led the singing in another, and Govindadas led the singing in a third. They all sang as Lord Chaitanya danced. And while they danced, or while they sang and Mahaprabhu danced, powerful Nityananda circumambulated Lord Chaitanya. Unseen by anyone, Advaita Charja would take the dust of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. And as Lord Chaitanya sang, Gadardha and the other devotees became agitated with love, and their eyes would become filled with tears. The word Govinda would resound in the four directions as Sachi's son danced in ecstasy. Overcome with love, the Lord's associates would sing Hari and Ram. And when Mahaprabhu would weep, he would weep for 3 hours. He fell to the ground, his hair no longer remaining neatly bound. Only a person made of wood would not become overwhelmed with ecstasy and fall to the ground upon seeing Lord Chaitanya weep during the kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would laugh loudly, and he would enjoy his blissful pastimes for 3 hours at a time, and thinking of himself as a servant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot his own glories. Sometimes, Lord Chaitanya would loudly sing the holy names, and hearing his singing, the universe seemed to break apart. Sometimes, his body would become as heavy as the universe, and no one had the power to lift him. Sometimes, the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became lighter than a piece of cotton, and everyone would happily carry him on their shoulders. And carrying the Lord on their shoulders, the devotees would walk happily in the courtyard. When the Lord would faint in ecstasy, the frightened devotees would chant, Hari, 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 in his ear. And sometimes his whole body would tremble, and his teeth would chatter like a child's teeth in winter. Sometimes there would be great perspiration on his body. It seemed like the Ganga personified flowed on his from his limbs. And sometimes his bodily limbs would burn with fever, and it would dry up the sandalwood paste anointing them. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sigh so deeply that everyone fled away, fleeing to one side of the courtyard. And sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would run to catch the feet of the devotees. And the Vaishnavas would flee in the four directions. Sometimes he would rest his back against Nityananda Prabhu's back. He would lift his feet and he would look at everyone and smile. And understanding this hint, all the devotees would plunder the priceless jewel of the dust of the Lord's feet. Then, Lord Advaita Charja would touch the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and say, Ah, ah, O thief, now I will rob all your power and your glory and your pride. Now it is all mine.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Gaur Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya would roll on the ground in ecstasy. In the four directions, the devotees sang the glories of Lord Krishna. And when Lord Chaitanya danced enthusiastically, the earth trembled and the devotees fled in fear. When he danced sweetly and gracefully, Lord Chaitanya looked like Nanda's son, the best of dancers. And when he roared like millions of lions, Lord Chaitanya kindly protected his devotees' ears. And when he walked, sometimes Lord Chaitanya did not touch the ground. Some saw this, and others had no power to see it. Overcome with ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya would stare with red eyes. First frightened and then laughing, the devotees fled. Lord Chaitanya would sometimes dance wildly, not knowing either who he was or who were the others. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grasped a devotee's feet, and another time he climbed up on a devotee's head. One moment he would approach someone, embrace them, and weep. At another moment, he would climb upon someone's shoulders. Sometimes he would act like a restless child and imitate the sounds of musical instruments. One moment he would make his feet dance. Then he would give a mischievous laugh and thinking himself like a child, he would crawl on his knees for 3 hours at a time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes assume the role of threefold bending handsome Shyama Sundar, and meditating, he would begin to play his flute. Thus, he revealed the truth that he is Lord Krishna himself, Vrindavan Chandra, the moon of Vrindavan. Regaining external consciousness, Lord Chaitanya again thought himself a servant of the Lord. He wept, and he placed the blade of grass between his teeth, and he yearned to serve the Vaishnavas. Once, bending his body like a circle, he made his head touch his feet, and he stayed in that position for 3 hours. His ecstasies were wonderful. And feeling the bliss of chanting his own holy name, Lord Chaitanya, the son of Jagannath Misra, danced. He would loudly roar, and each of his limbs would tremble. He could not stay still. He fell to the ground. Normally, his complexion was fair. Now, from moment to moment, his complexion changed into different colors. Before the devotee's eyes, his form appeared in double. And thinking himself a devotee, the Lord acted in extraordinary ways. He spoke in ways that were not appropriate. Seeing a Vaishnava that he previously would call master, the Lord now grabbed him by the hair and announced, "He is my servant." And seeing a Vaishnava whose feet he previously would grasp, the Lord now pushed his own feet on that Vaishnava's chest. Seeing the Lord's blissful pastimes, the devotees, their arms around each other's necks, would weep. The devotees' limbs shone with garlands and sandalwood paste, and tasting the nectar of blissfully singing about Lord Krishna, they forgot all else. The sounds of madungas, kartals, conch shells, and clapping hands joined with the sound of the holy names. And the sound of the holy names filled the universe and made it break into two. All inauspiciousness fled in the four directions. Lord Chaitanya danced with Lord Nityananda. I hear the charming sound that comes from the soles of their feet as they dance. Overcome with ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya could not keep the garland on his neck. He broke it and threw it at his devotee's feet. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who often happily rode on Garuda, and who often manifested a forearm form holding a conch disc, club, and lotus, and who often happily reclined on Anantashesha, now thinks that he is a servant of the Lord. Now he rolls in the dust and weeps. Enjoying the happiness of being a servant of the Lord, now he forgets the happiness he enjoyed in Vaikuntha. He who often enjoyed the happiness of gazing at Goddess Lakshmi's face has now accepted the mood of separation from the Lord, and raising his face in his arms, now he weeps. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is served by Shiva, Narada, and all the demigods and sages, has now renounced his supreme power and opulence. Now he has become a devotee, a servant of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, rejecting all other happiness, now places a blade of grass between his teeth and begs for devotional service. Thinking himself a servant of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced as the beautiful sound of the holy names filled the four directions. Advaitacharya, after hearing the holy names of Krishna sweetly sung, and he entered an ecstatic trance. He placed a blade of grass between his teeth, and he approached Lord Chaitanya, and covering his body from head to foot with grass, he knitted his eyebrows, and Advaita danced. And seeing Advaitacharya's devotional activities, everyone became frightened. But Nityananda and Gadadhar laughed, and Lord Chaitanya, the life of the worlds, danced. His symptoms of ecstasy had no end. They continued again and again. Lord Chaitanya manifested symptoms of ecstasy that no one had personally seen or heard of or had even read about in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes his body became like a motionless pillar, and no one had the power to bend it the distance of even half a sesame seed. Sometimes his body fainted and became like butter. It seemed not to have any bones. Sometimes his body seemed to be multiplied in two or three. Sometimes it seemed to become very slender. And sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu staggered about as if drunk. Sometimes he laughed, and sometimes he happily rocked his body to and fro. Looking at all the Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya, wrapped in ecstasy, called out the names they bore in their previous births. He called out, "You are Balaram, you are Lord Shiva, you are Sukadev, Narada, Prahlad, Lakshmi, Brahma, Uddhav." And looking at each other, the Lord thus revealed the true identity of each devotee. Happily, filling their eyes, the Lord's servants gazed at Lord Chaitanya's wonderful dancing and wonderful ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Day and night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the midst of his devotees, and no one ever became exhausted. Everyone had a spiritual body, and no one knew how time was passing. As in the great rasa dance pastimes, an entire yuga passed, although the gopis thought of it as only half a moment. In the same way, by the inconceivable power of Lord Krishna, the fortunate servants of Lord Chaitanya thought that the yuga that passed was only 1 year. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya danced.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Goranga Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Roaring, the Lord revealed the truth about himself. He said, in Kali Yuga, I am Krishna. I am Narayan. I am he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Son of Devaki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, jai Satyananda. I am the master of countless millions of universes. I am the person whose names you sing. You are all my servants. And taking all of you with me, I've descended to this world. The offerings that you make to the deity form of the Supreme Lord are actually offered to me. Now, you should give all those offerings to me. Srivastakur said, Lord, everything is yours. And Lord Chaitanya replied, yes, I will eat everything. Advaitacharya said, Lord, this is very auspicious for us. And everyone then became engaged in serving the Lord. They happily offered food to he who was now absorbed in the ecstasy of revealing the truth about himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drank yogurt. He drank milk. He ate butter. He said, if there is more, bring it. He said that again and again. He ate various kinds of sweet sandesh, sugar candy, and foods made with grains. He drank fresh coconut juice. He ate bananas, chipped rice, and fried rice. Eating everything, again and again he demanded, bring more, bring more. In an eye blink, he ate what 200 men could eat. Then he asked, what more is there? Is there more? The Lord said, bring, bring. This is not anything. Frightened, the devotees approached the Lord. They folded their hands. And they very fearfully said, O Lord, what do we know of your glories? Countless universes rest in your belly. How can we please you with our small gifts? And the Lord said, my devotees' offerings are not small. Bring more. Bring more at once. What more do you have? The devotees said, O Lord, please listen. We only have some betel nuts mixed with camphor. That's all that is left. And the Lord said, don't hesitate. Bring them. The devotees became happy, and their fears fled far away. They brought the betel nuts. And each devotee carried in his hands as many betel nuts as possible. And seeing this, the Lord laughed. Nityananda Prabhu held a parasol over Lord Chaitanya's head, an umbrella. And facing Lord Chaitanya, Advaita, his hands folded, offered prayers. Frightened, the devotees folded their hands and they bowed their heads. And in their hearts, they meditated upon Lord Chaitanya's feet. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, anyone who feels happiness on hearing these powers and opulences of Lord Sri Chaitanya will certainly see Lord Chaitanya face to face. However far one is advanced in spiritual life, to that extent, one will understand these pastimes. More than that is not possible without the Lord's express command. Then, Lord Chaitanya looked at the face of Advaitacharya. He said, "Ask for a boon. It is because of you that I descended to this world." And looking at each devotee, and laughing, the Lord demanded, "Ask something. Ask what you like from me. Ask, ask." And in this way, the Lord revealed his powers and opulences. And gazing at him, the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss. No one can understand Lord Chaitanya's inconceivable pastimes. One moment he reveals his power and opulence. The next moment he falls unconscious. And then, returning to external consciousness, he would weep and weep and weep. And then his mood would shift, and he acted as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, and seeing the Vaishnavas, he would hold their necks with his hands and he would begin weeping. He addressed each of them as brother and friend. Bewildered by Maya, ordinary people have no power to understand the truth about Lord Chaitanya. Who but the Lord's servants has the power to understand that truth? Seeing Lord Chaitanya's nature and his pastimes, the devotees smiled and said, "Lord Narayan has descended to this world." For some time, Lord Chaitanya sat on the deity's throne on the altar. Then he fainted in ecstasy. He fell to the ground. He showed no signs of being alive. Looking at him, all his associates wept. The devotees thought, "Our Lord has abandoned us. If our Lord is cruel to us, then we will leave our bodies." And knowing the devotees' thoughts, Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of they who know everything, returned to external consciousness and loudly shouted the holy names of Lord Hari and Krishna. And a great tumult of bliss arose amongst the devotees. And overwhelmed, they did not know in what direction they stood. In this way, there was great bliss in the town of Navadvip. For there, he who is the king of Vaikuntha enjoyed pastimes of tasting the nectar of spiritual love. Whoever hears these sacred narrations will find that his thoughts always rest in Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gora Nitaya, Jaya Gora Nitaya, Jaya Gora Nitaya, Jaya Gora Nitaya. Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Patita Pavana Gora Hari. Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Patita Pavana Gora Hari. Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Nadia Bihari Gora Hari. Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Nadia Bihari Gora Hari. Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Hey, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Shri Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Shri Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Shri Radha. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, 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 Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Shri Radhe Radhe Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.